So I know this game has actually been out for a while, but I recently played it. I had it on my Xbox for a long time. It was one of the like free game of the month Xbox Gold downloads, and so I always just download them and then throw them in my hard drive, and on a rainy day or something, I seek out what I haven't played yet. This one's been sitting around for a while. I've seen people play this like briefly on some YouTube quick videos, but I really didn't pay much attention to it because to me it looked like a party game because it's like a 7 against 1 type of game. So I figured like, oh, it wouldn't be fun if like you knew like 7 other people to play it with. But just jumping in, not knowing much about it, it was quite the game. Like, it was both terrifying and hilarious. What happened? The gist of the game is that 7 players play as camp counselors in the Friday the 13th setting, and one person plays as Jason. And the counselors are trying to escape the camp either by boat or car or calling the police. And then Jason's whole goal is to kill all the counselors. And this is randomly assigned, so like, when the game starts, like, you don't know who's gonna be Jason, who's gonna be a counselor. And when I first started, my brother was over and we were counselors. We were trading off the controller and we were counselors the first like 4, 5, or 6 times. And it was funny to see like trying to escape Jason and trying to figure out like how to get to safety. And it was crazy to see like all the deaths. What Jason does, I mean, he'll rip someone's head off, he'll chop them up, he'll throw them in a fireplace. And it was just crazy to see like the escalation of what would happen next. And then we actually got to play as Jason. It was like just so crazy because he has like abilities, like he can see in the dark, he can see where the counselors are on the map because he has to be overpowered since he's gonna fight 7 other people. He can also teleport throughout the map. Not that Jason in the movies can teleport, but it's kind of like a horror cliche thing, is the killer or the villain always kind of just pops up out of nowhere. Like, you'll see him walk in the distance, and then all of a sudden he'll just be there. And it's kind of just one of those things in horror movies you've come to expect. But in this game, in order to implement that, he has to be able to teleport. But again, not that he can actually do that, it's just a game mechanic. He also can, like, if you've ever seen Evil Dead, how there's kind of like that evil presence that sort of glides over the ground and kind of just, you know, you'll ever see its point of view. You can actually have that ability here too. So it's another sort of teleporting-esque ability, but it's, you can see where you're going and sort of drive this first person view of like the Evil Dead entity or whatever it was. So that was cool to see. And then there's all just sorts of little fun things that they've added into it. Like, for instance, like the opening credits to the screen have like tracking, like old VHS tracking. And if you didn't grow up with VHS tapes and didn't know, like, the more you watch them, the like crappier they get, and it's harder to watch what you're watching. I mean, that might be lost on some people, but the fact that they actually added that into the credits was cool. And then they actually add that into the game itself. So like, when Jason is nearby a counselor, the screen will start to track, and it'll be hard to look at what you're doing. And it's such a cool touch because it's like, oh, you know, it's there to make it so that Jason can have a better chance of killing the counselor, but as the counselor, it's like, oh, I'm actually watching like an old style movie from the 80s in a VHS tape, and now my screen's getting all fuzzed out because of the tracking. So that was a very cool touch. Like, when Jason is nearby, it becomes harder for the counselors to get away because I think they have some sort of like fear component in the game where things will get darker, it'd be harder to see. So Jason has a better ability or a better chance to get you. I mean, they have to do this because there's multiple ways for the counselors to win, and since there's so many of them, I mean, they do have access to like traps and distractions and weapons to fight off Jason. But I mean, from what I've seen, he's pretty much indestructible. But they had to have this balance out where Jason has all these abilities and he's indestructible, but since the counselors can just spread out so far, you have to be able to get near one and actually be able to capture them or take them out. So that was a good touch. It always felt pretty fair the way they balanced out between the counselors and Jason, because we saw in like the 6 rounds or so we played, it did feel quite fair between the person portraying Jason and the person and the counselors. And if you are Jason, you have to know what you're doing. Like, you have to know, you have to be able to use your abilities, you have to be able to know like where the counselor's goals are at and track them down. And there was all sorts of hilarious stuff that happened that you kind of had to be there to witness. So our first impression of the game was very, very good. With that said, I tried it again by myself the other night, and for whatever reason, the person playing Jason kept quitting the game or kept leaving, so the game would just end, and this happened like 4 or 5 times, and it takes a while to actually get into a game and to, you know, have everyone ready up and get in and get established into the game, and then for it to end right away, it's like it just lost momentum that it had first been established in the first playthrough. So that was unfortunate. I mean, the game offers many cool things. Like, you're able to customize your counselor, give them a few abilities and appearance choices, and you can actually customize Jason, give him different, like, execution kills. You can change out his appearance and weapon. And his appearance was, like, based on different movies. So it was, like, Baghead Jason, the regular hockey mask Jason. I didn't see a space Jason. I didn't see Jason X. And they actually have, like, Purple Jason from one of the original, like, Nintendo versions. So that was a cool, like, throwback thing to see. But, like, first impression of the game was very, very well done. Second impression, or just second playthrough, didn't go that well. And again, this game has been out for a while, but it was just a, kind of a funny to think this has been sitting on my Xbox for however long, and people have been playing it for a long time, and to just jump in not knowing much about it, it was quite enjoyable. So for a free game, I thought it was, you know, nothing lost there. I hope, or I don't know if there's other games that are like this, where it's kind of like the everyone against one person. I know there was a game, Evolve, that was similar, where it's like you have one person be the monster, the OP monster against other people. I might never played Evolve, and I don't think anyone does anymore, but I like that concept of one player being like the juggernaut, and other people trying to take him out. It is a cool game mechanic that probably is used a lot in games. I just haven't noticed it or haven't really dabbled in it too much. But the Friday the 13th game, from what I saw, was there was a lot of it was definitely like a passion game. The people making the game were definitely like fans of the genre and fan of Jason himself, and being a fan of those movies, I really appreciated all the touches that they put into the game.